I pointed out that after and we dealt with the concept of Yom HaDin, then the Ramban stapled. Then the Ramban went into a discussion of Shofar, a very, very lengthy discussion. And finally, where the number 90 is in the footnotes, Kevan She'amarnu, it's on page Nun in the edition that I gave you, towards the bottom of the right-hand column, Kevan She'amarnu Shrosh Hashanah Yom HaDin L'Kol Adam, V'Kulam Nidonim Bo, and we pointed out that the Tzaddik and the Rasha is not a question of the person's overall character, but rather what is going to be his fate for this coming year. If the fate is going to be good, then he would stack the din. If the fate is going, the fate is always good. If the fate is going to be one of chayim and osher and kavod and etc., then he'll hutzdak badin. And if the fate is going to be one of oni and yisurim and misa, then hursha badin. Srichim hakol lasim hadavar al libam. This is a responsibility. This sets the stage for the next 8 days. V'lashuv b'tshuva ulhitcharet al avonotem upish ehem. Ulaharbot tfila v'tachanunim sheyimchol hakadosh baruch hu alo hoda lahem, that which they're aware of they should repent, and that which they're not aware of they should ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to make them aware of, so they'd be able to get kapara, because Yom Kippur, as we well know, ein Yom Kippurim mechaper ela al hashavim. We paskin like Rabbanon. That Yom Kippur is only mechaper along with tshuva. V'hatshuva, here there's a very, very famous sentence which generally is quoted in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah in his Shari Tshuva, but Rabbeinu Yonah was a Talmud of the Ramban. He got it from his Rebbe. V'hatshuva chesed gadol al habriot, aval onish gadol hilahem. The tshuva is a two-edged sword. On one hand, it's the greatest chesed under the sun, that we can go against the concept of time, that we can rewrite history, rewrite our own histories. We can change the video. We have the ability of editing things retroactively, that which was no longer exists. It's simply, and it can be changed. Even we have a concept of averos nefachos lizchuyot. But the two-edged sword is that this is also a tremendous responsibility, namely that if one doesn't take advantage of the opportunity, then you're worse off than had you not had the opportunity. Namely, that not taking advantage of the opportunity to do tshuva is basically saying that my avera wasn't a one-time avera. My avera is ongoing. My avera is consistent. I am reconfirming my avera by not being closer by tshuva. Had I not had the opportunity of tshuva, I could always claim, well, I did that avera in a moment of weakness, but I would never do it again. If you would never do it again, fine, so be chozer v'tshuva. That's the concept, you know, that's a mischaret al ha'avar or makabal al haba. If a person does not chozer v'tshuva, basically means this aveir is part of my personality. So this is, on one hand, chesed gadol ha'avriyos, aval onesh gadol hu bahem, shebizman she'adam chotei, over al ritzon bar'o sho'a achas, v'sha'as ha'chet. A chet, by its nature, is a momentary is a momentary blurp, is limited to the moment. However, kishehu omeid ve'enosha b'tshuva, omeid b'merdo kol yamav. It turns the chait into a merit. It turns the chait from that which one could be viewed as shogeg and something temporary into an ongoing rebellion. Ve'eno choshesh la'asot ritzon bar'o. It shows a total lack of taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu seriously. The kol shekein, in other words, and if we're going to have a situation not only where one doesn't take advantage of tshuva, but one goes through the external manifestations without anything internally, that's even worse, because that's already hypocrisy. That's already a game. The kol shekein Yisrael shem et palalim u'misvadim u'malach hashim b'fihem v'tzoakim b'kolam chatanu avinu pashanu v'einan menichin ha'avonot klal zevadei merit gadol hu. That then it turns it into a laughing stock. You know, it's that it's as though we can pull the wool over Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. That we're really fooling him. That if we go through these external motions and for 10 days we behave as though we're balei tshuva, but we know that there's nothing seriously, you know, deep down, that's even worse. So over here, on one hand, it's very, very beautiful gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the ability to do tshuva. On the other hand, not taking advantage of that gift is frightening in the consequences. You have this highway robber, either on his own or he's brought in front of the king, and he states, Adoni, Macholi, Shaharakti Anashecha, Shalalti, Anshe Medino Secha, Lisasti, Durachecha, and he appears to be very contrite and asks for forgiveness. And then the next day, Lamachar Choser Laraot Sheasa, he's back out in the field, ambushing the king's soldiers, Enkol Piusin Shamar Lamelech Ala Niutzim. Then it turns out that that regret that he expressed was like he cursed the king. Namely, he made fun of the king. He turned the king into a laughingstock. Umiut kavodo, rather than being marbe kavod the king, it undermines the seriousness of the relationship. Umaro shamelech, ulakach amar hakosuv. Here we have a pasuk in Amos. Rak etchem yadati mikol mishpachot adama. You call Yisrael, are my chosen people. You are my favorites. Al kein efkod aleichem et kol avadotechem. Therefore, I'm going to bang you on your head. You normally think if someone is your favorite, there's a little bit of pampering that's involved. There's something stretching the law. But pumfa cares. This is the other side of the coin. You have a chesed of a relationship, but that also implies a responsibility to maintain our side of that relationship. And therefore, the closer we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gilisi lachem din Yom Kippurim. I informed you that we have a concept of tshuva. Hodati lachem sheni machapir bo lashavim. Safarti lachem kol hatachsisin shel hayom. I told you all of the strategies, b'ta'anit u'b'tfila v'korbanot, v'loch ashashtem l'dvarai lashuv klal, and you ignored it? Nimtza hareze merit gamur. So therefore, the Ramban then sums up, Nimtza kiruvan shel Yisrael zekadosh baruch hu, hu gorem richukam. That if you want to understand Jewish history, the Jewish history is a boomerang. That the kirva of us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the richuk of us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we don't recognize the responsibilities that fall upon us because of that kiruv. Then the Ramban continues, and with this we'll end for today. Kol sheken hazochin leishev lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'artzo. That if this applies to any Jew, be he in Antarctica, be he in La Hola, be he in Borough Park, be he in Europe, kavachomer b'menoshal kavachomer, it applies to someone who's living in Eretz Yisrael, shehem kamo roe pinei hamelech. That in the constellation of Malchus, that when a melech has many, many servants, the ones directly underneath him, the roe pinei hamelech, like by Achashverosh, those are the ones that he consults with, those are the ones that he views as closest to him, and therefore he takes, in other words, when they misbehave and when they don't take their responsibility seriously, that is much, much worse than someone all the way down the ladder. Im zehirim b'chvodo tov lahem v'ashrehem. However, im mamrim bo oy lahem yoser mikol habrios. In other words, it's not a question of a little more kapeda, but it overrides everything. Shehem osim milchama, it's as though they're fighting the king umachisin es hamelch bepalterin shelo, and then there's no alternative to Kadosh Baruch Hu but motzian min hapalterin kamo sheomer hakosuv ha'ama machnisim osi alpanai tamid. That one understands the chumrah of galus is from the disappointment that here one is offered the opportunity of being a roe pnei hamelech, and the lack of proper behavior in that context is problematic, and therefore the lack of tshuva, even though tshuva again is a mitzvah shebaguf, has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, but the lack of tshuva is considered to be much more of a merit for the roe pnei hamelech than from someone else. At this point, the Ramban is going to move over into a different topic, and that will continue with Blineta tomorrow. And what's the concept of Eretz Hashem? What? And and the world is doesn't belong to Hashem Ha'aretz U'Malola. Why speak about Eretz Yisrael as being Eretz Hashem as opposed to the rest of the world? Okay, we'll continue.